It's 1:54 a.m. I am beyond tired. I did, you know, my 4 or 5 hour volunteer temple shift and was walking all over the place and I was just so tired. There's multiple times I just fell on my knees in the temple. I was like, God, I am so tired and like nothing is happening. And like, it's like there's so many things going on. Like, I need to write newsletters. I need to do podcast episodes. I need to like talk to random people to help build up my everything. Like, look at my downloads. Like, there's been 10 downloads on this episode. Like, that's absolutely nothing. Like, how long have I been doing this, you know? And it's just very humbling to be in this spot because it's gotten me to think about God's mercy. There is no doubt that I am going to grow, that this year is going to be my year, and it has been my year. We're only in March. We're not even, you know, we're not even at my birthday yet. Like, my next book is coming out April 15th. There's so many beautiful things ahead. God is teaching me a lot about his mercy. There's been times where I have been so tired and so like, I cannot do another thing. I don't want to talk to one more person. I'm just so completely exhausted and spent. And then if we're thinking about it as money, he has somebody who shows up and's like, hey, and just gives me a couple coins and a smile. And now I have a little bit more to keep going. And it's very beautiful how God does that and how he's like, I see all of your effort and I see all of the things that you are doing and I'm going to help you out because I know that this is hard. I know that this is difficult. There's times, especially right now, where I think that God thinks that I am a weakling or just a wimp. Like today, I went to drive my sister to school because I'm out of money. And my mom was like, here, I'll pay you money to do it. My mom is just really supportive. And I'm like, dude, I got to get a speaking gig. I got to get something going because the book isn't making enough. And I kind of already knew that was the thing. Like, I knew, like, it's a long game play, but I need to get some speaking things going on. But I just don't, it's hard to have the energy, and I'm just tired. It's just, there's so many things going on. Plus, there's people reaching out to me, and I'm trying to be there for people. And it's just a lot of things. And I just knew it was going to be crazy, and it's just a lot of things right now. However, I'm seeing miracles happen. Where, oh, maybe I'm not able to go do this thing, but I can go to this other thing and somebody can do that other thing for me. It's just, I'm just seeing these things. As long as I keep looking and I keep trusting, then I know that there will still be those miracles and those mercies. And I've seen this over and over again in my life. Those times where it's like, I don't know how this is possible for this to happen, because I have so many things going on, and then somehow I'll get some idea or some thought to reach out to somebody and be like, hey, can you take care of this? I'm like, oh yeah, I'd love to do that. The Lord has put many people in my life that are willing to help me out, which is a wonderful blessing, which is a wonderful gift. The thing is that sometimes I feel so overwhelmed with all the things I feel I need to do that I don't reach out to anybody. And that's not good. I need to be willing to reach out to people. I need to trust in the lifting of God's mercy. I need to remember that if I just keep doing what I'm doing, like, he's going to keep making stuff happen. After I dropped my sister off at school, I had the strongest feeling to go to Sheetz, which I've done multiple times, and I've made Instagram stories and stuff with me talking to random people and or not me talking to random people, me talking about talking to random people, because I talked to a couple random people and then, you know, made a story about it. And just, you know, it was like very uplifting and encouraging. But today when I went there, there's just so many people and I felt so just completely tired and just I did not know what to do. And I tried talking to a couple people and they were not wanting to talk to me, it seemed like. And it's just like, yeah, it's just, I don't know. And that was a really humbling moment because it's like, I usually can just talk to people just right off the bat and it's all good. But, you know, there at Sheetz, I was just struggling. And I spent some time in the bathroom just praying and thinking. And I'm like, this is a lot. This isn't going anywhere. Like, help, help, help me, God, help. I just don't know what's going on, man. It's just a crazy thing. I'm just being tested in every single possible way right now. And I'm very humbled by that because it means there's really, really good things ahead. But even still, it's like the literal depths of my soul, like literal depths. My last $10, I felt like I should send it over to a friend. And I'm like, I don't want to. I really don't want to. I was writing him a letter and I just felt like I needed to put the money in there. I was like, I literally, I'm not even kidding. I put the envelope in the mailbox without the money in there. And I was walking away and I just could just feel it. It's like, do you trust me? I was like, yeah. Like, this is, I'm already so tired. Like, please, this is so much. This is so much. And nothing is happening. What is going on? There's no way this is real. I was just, it's just so, ugh. But I got another envelope, wrote the address again on another envelope and put the $10 in. And I just said, and I prayed. I was like, please just help me to be okay with giving up this $10 because I really wanted to do something with it or invest it or something. I guess this person needs it more than I do. I don't know. And I just had stories going through my head about people that gave their last money and then it worked out. And interestingly enough, after I put the money in the mailbox, my mind was calmed and I was able to go and just walk around and talk to people and it was great. And yeah, it was just humbling. I felt directed from that moment and that the rest of that day was humbling, but it really was a real thing. Like, I'm being asked to like, just, yeah, just go to the very depths. But the beauty of that is that when you're willing to do that, there is no end to the mercies that God can provide, because you're basically saying my will is not as important as yours, and you're unlocking the door to all these blessings and all these potential miracles and such because you are acting in faith. And that doesn't mean thinking of your life as nothing and asking God to direct you in everything. That's not what that means. It means letting God help you with certain things. And with what I'm doing and the nature of what I've chosen to spend the rest of my life doing, I do need God's help a lot. And so he has been directing me a lot and it has been very humbling. I don't know how this second book is going to do. I feel like it will do very well. I feel a ton of opposition to getting it out because I know it's going to be big. And I've had times where I've been staying up really late and it's like, what's going on? Like, full time, what's going on? Like, help, help. It's just beyond me. But then I have these special moments where somebody reaches out to me at church or just reading a scripture or listening to a song. And I'm like, this is God talking to me right now. There is no doubt. He knows exactly where I am. God is not behind or ahead. As far as like, he's able to communicate with me perfectly with where I'm at in this moment. And the only reason why I would be making this episode right now is because somebody needs to hear it and it's going to be okay. Like, it's going to be fine. Future Dallin maybe needs to listen to this. Like, it's going to be okay. Like, God's mercies are so real and there's no way to measure them. And I think there's times where I'm like, oh, whoa, I don't deserve this or whatever. And it's the laborers in the vineyard thing. There's those people that came to the vineyard late and they were very surprised that they were given the same amount, the same love, the same blessing as all the other people that had been there that whole time. And it's like, it's the same thing. Like, I just need to keep trying. So like, when you sin or you make a mistake, it's like, you just turn to God again. His love is real. His love is there and he'll help you get back up. That is the thrill of his infinite mercy. He wants us to keep growing. He doesn't want us to, you know, make the same mistake over and over again. Cause at least for my, with things I've struggled with or had just battles with, it's like, it's humbling when you have those memories and things come up when you're trying to do really good things. And it's like, man, I didn't realize this was going to be so painful down the road, having this as a memory. And then you just have to give it to God and trust him. But this is where I'm trusting in his mercies that are able to overflow my life completely, to transport me from where I'm at right now. I'm not in the best recording setup. I am in very, very blessed circumstances, but they're also humble circumstances. My family is not made of money. We're not. We are made of faith. Honestly, though, my mom has always been somebody like, we're just going to like trust God and it'll all work out. I remember when my dad lost his job in 2009, and that was definitely a real testing period for our family. And I'm determined to get things figured out. But it's like, with where I want to go, it's understandable that I would have all these tough conversations. I would have these tough moments and all this other stuff. But I've also been writing a lot of things about like my future self and things from my future self to me. And that's been really humbling. And it's helped me to rise up and grow. And again, these are all mercies. So when we choose fear, or we choose to numb ourselves with whatever it is, food, movies, whatever, just to completely overflow ourselves, and we're not making that time to listen, we really miss out. God's mercies, sometimes they are very quiet and you have to be paying attention so you don't miss them. And there's something to pay attention to. But unfortunately, we do live in a world where there's a lot of people who walk around all day long with their headphones in their ears, or metaphorical ones, and they're not listening, or they're struggling to listen, or they're tired of listening. They don't want to listen. I've had times like that. I'm like, God, I don't want to listen anymore. Like, what are we doing? But now I'm just like, you know what? If you want to take me that path, then so be it. Because I need to be tested. I need to be refined, and whatever it might be, like, I'm okay with it. He's going to preserve my life. So whatever needs to happen, I feel he will take me where I need to go, and he's going to take care of me, and I can't fail. Like, as long as I trust him, like, it'll be all right. But it is humbling. It's humbling when you think, oh, yeah, I'm just going to play it safe. I'm just going to not work on that thing today that I feel prompted to work on, or I'm just not going to talk to that person. For me, I've found that's a very unsafe move, because generally it's going to lead to feelings of, huh, I don't know what would have happened, or it's just going to lead to that feeling of darkness generally that just kind of follows that. So you just have to be careful and just trusting in God's mercies, because I've seen it in college. I've seen other times where I put in so much work on something or whatever it might be, and then there's just mercy. There's just help. There's just encouragement. And it's usually on a level I don't understand. And it's like, it's just amazing. It's just like, wow, this is amazing. And this is more than enough to help me get to where I need to be. But I need to focus on this thing. I need to believe in this thing. I need to continue to learn from this thing. I think of people that God has put in my life. And there's times where I like lock the door, even though the door is open. And I would be like, oh yeah, you know, I need to do something or whatever to be worth talking to that person or something. That person was totally just down to talk to me whenever, you know? It's a humbling thing, you know? God has been putting some amazing people in my life recently, and he's like, there, a lot of them have been like, hey, like, you call me if you ever need to talk to somebody, because you are going to make it, and I want to help you out. And I don't know what God is doing. I just know he's touching these people's hearts and helping me to reach them and talk to them, and I just don't know. I need to continue to trust in the thrill of God's mercy. And I need to also be that way for other people too. And I've had a couple of experiences like that where somebody probably may have expected me to, you know, react a different way, but I was like, no, I'm just going to be merciful, or I'm just not going to mention it, or whatever it is. And I just let it go completely. Never mention it ever again. You know, that is amazing. That is, wow, humbling. And there's obviously special circumstances, and there's other things, and healing takes time. And especially with certain things like mercy, and all that things, it's a humbling thing. It's a humbling thing for God to show you that. Sometimes you're like, no, I need to suffer more or whatever it might be. But yeah, that's really what he's been teaching me, is just, I really need to surrender and just be okay. It's okay if I put out this however long minute episode, just go to bed. Like, that's okay. Like, he's proud of me. It's going to be okay. Like, I don't need to stress about any of this stuff. I'm doing a lot. I need to learn more from all the things going on and just continue to take those tiny steps forward and not stress out about it, not stress out about things coming together a certain way, because things are not going to come together how I expect them to come together. And I've had multiple times over the last couple weeks where I think something is going to go one way and then ends up falling apart, or it goes a different way and it goes a much better way or whatever. And I'm like, okay, yeah. I think that's a part of why I need to be very careful about not getting super focused on a certain outcome and being okay with just changing gears, yielding and completely surrendering and being just completely hunky-dory with that. It's beyond me. It's a lot. I think a lot of it comes back to remembering that everything is God's anyway, right? Including ourselves. Like, it says in the Bible that you're bought with a price, and to glorify your body with, like, in, because it's God's. And I also read this one talk from Boyd K. Packer recently that says that your body is the instrument of your mind and the foundation of your character. So that's another humbling one. I'll just say one more thing with my ADHD. Oh my goodness, it's been so tested recently. Like, when somebody puts me in a situation and asks me to do something, like a bunch of different things, and I have to do it perfectly, and I'm going to get scrutinized for it, like, that's a recipe for absolute disaster, because I want to be like super on the ball with it. But yeah, and that's been happening a little bit with certain things. It's just humbling. Yeah. It's like, I am just me and I'm going to forget things. Like, I could forget I'm holding a pencil in my hand or something like that. And that's just part of my kit. Like, I'm so tired. Sometimes sleep is so hard, but it's just one day at a time. These are the early days. And it kind of reminds me of my mission a little bit. Some of my mission early days were kind of rough too, in certain ways. And it's not like I was ever really homesick, but there's times where it was like just a struggle and wanting to see more quote unquote success. So, I mean, there is that right now for sure. Right now, the success is planting seeds. Right now, the success is growing and molding myself into the person I need to become to sustain and to live this dream and to continue to elevate and grow. That is really the success, honestly. And the success is walking and trying to get to know God better through all this, which I certainly have. There's no way that I would have gotten to know God on the level that I have if I just kept doing what I was doing. Me making the decision to go full time was big. Burning all the ships was big, but it is 100% the best thing I could have possibly done. And we're not even at 2 months yet. It's just, there's these little tiny things that need to just, they're just going to take their time. I need to keep building and just trust the process. And that's it, you know, it's going to be okay. But sometimes the dogs bark and it's late and it's like, oh my goodness. It's like, it takes so much willpower sometimes, and I just have to surrender it. But there's times where it's like, holy cow, I want to just, it's just a lot. I just don't even have words to explain it. It's just so easy just to be like, please just get me out of this body right now. Like, I don't want to be here. I want to be somewhere else. But to get to that new place, to get to where I'm going, to get to Utah, to get to whatever, it's going to take work. It's going to take surrendering this current self to get to where I need to be. It's like that quote that to be able to any moment to sacrifice who you are for who you can become. It's not going to happen by accident. It's not. God is creating the path and he's helping me walk on it. And I just need to continue to stay on it. But it is humbling and it is not going to be easy. But there are things I can do to make it easier. And maybe, who knows, maybe it can get easy. There is somebody that posted on my LinkedIn and he's like, yeah, well, you know, I was talking about how like difficult things were right now or something. And he's like, yeah, well, things don't have to be like, maybe things can be easy. Like, what if you said, what if this could be easy? And that's like a Tim Ferriss question, but there you go. It's crazy. It's crazy. I'm learning a lot. I'm learning a lot to just trust on a deeper level, to believe, to do all the things, and especially to trust in God's mercy. Because I've seen it, like, where I don't know, and I feel like I need to talk to somebody, and I do, and it just works out super well. I'm like, wow, there is no doubt, like, God was in this. His mercies are all over it. He is going to deliver. He is going to make it all work out, and I just need to continue to show up, no matter how tired I am, just to continue to try and keep learning and just to be consistent. Me not getting an interview out is a bummer. However, I'm getting this super raw thing out and hopefully it'll help out somebody. And there you go. Like, I'm sticking to my word of getting the episode out by 8 a.m. like I said I would. And it's just going to take time. Like, it's not going to be easy. I just said it's not going to be easy again. Right now it's kind of messy. It's kind of what it feels like, but it's okay. It's going to come together. And now I'm kind of just rambling, but I'm really grateful for the thrill of God's mercy. I'm seeing it right now. I'm seeing a lot of cool things happen. I just need to keep surrendering and letting him take over. However, there's definitely times where it's like, I feel like I'm doing so much, like writing notes for all these people, doing all these things. And I'm like, bro, please, like, just calling somebody else. But he is making it work out, and I'm seeing and I'm discovering new parts of myself, new pieces of myself, and I'm going to get to way better places for it. And so I know that he is testing me and refining me and molding me and chastening me to help me get to exactly where I need to go. It's just a very humbling time right now, and I just need to continue to trust in those mercies that will be there. And it's just a humbling thing, you know, those days where it's like you're so tired and then you just sort of feel him helping you out through somebody or something, and it's just humbling. But yeah, just kind of have to stay with it. So continue to trust in the mercies that God has in store for you on your current path. They are sufficient. They are more than enough. He will continue to put them in your path, and you cannot outdo him. He will continue to show up in that way, and it may not be how you expected it, but he will show up. And I don't really know exactly how he's going to do that to help me move out, make enough money and stuff, but I know he's going to do it. So yeah, we're just trusting the process. But yeah, wow. It's okay. It's just, there's so many beautiful things about right now too. So I'm just learning to trust those mercies. Mercy is such an interesting concept to me, and I do enjoy talking about it, just like thinking about the tender mercies of the Lord, just how he reaches out to us in so many different ways and yada, yada, yada. I could go on and on. They show that he personally cares and he knows what we're all going through and wants to help us out, wants to communicate and encourage. So yeah. Anyway, that's what I'll leave you with right now. Just kind of have to keep going. That's that. Keep going and keep improving. I have a lot of ideas. I keep having ideas of ways to improve and change and just need to keep doing those things. But there we go. Yeah. One day at a time, continuing to trust in God's mercy, continue to have faith, continue to show my faith, use my shield of faith to block all of the fiery darts from the devil that might be coming, and to just keep walking forward and to just trust in all those mercies that are coming my way, that are going to lift me, that are going to take me to where I need to go. And I am just grateful to share this with you, and I hope it is helpful. Continue to trust in those mercies that will help you keep going. And yeah, remember the Fucks of Gold. I have a Fucks of Gold podcast. It's a great podcast that's daily. I talk about scriptures every day. But yeah, this is the Yield Today podcast. Yield Today. Yield Today. And yield to the good today. It'll be a better tomorrow. That is it. There's times it's really difficult to do that, to go in that direction, to go in the direction of showing love or encouraging somebody or helping somebody when you're already so tired, but God will give you the feeling and he'll give you the help to do it, and he might bring some inspired ideas after. So it's always worth trusting him. His mercies are so real. And that's what I'll leave you with. Remember to yield to the good. I'll be better tomorrow.